AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. What caused that Russian jetliner to break apart in the air and crash in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last weekend? U.S. intelligence has seen indications of a bomb on board. More from AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
According to a senior official briefed on the investigation, U.S. agencies have assembled what's being called preliminary evidence that the Islamic State group's Sinai affiliate managed to plant an explosive device on the plane. However, we're being cautioned forensic evidence is still being collected and analyzed, so this is not a definitive judgment.
All 224 people on that plane died. The Fed is leaving the door open to an interest rate hike before the end of the year. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen says that right now the economy is, in her words, performing well, though she noted the pace of job gains has slowed. She told a House panel that if the economy continues to improve, the first interest rate hike in nearly 10 years could come when Fed policymakers meet next month.
December would be a live possibility, but importantly, that we've made no decision about it.
And Yellen reiterated that when the Fed does start raising rates, it'll do so very gradually. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Well, many jobs will be disappearing at Kraft Heinz. The company has announced it will close 7 factories in North America over the next 2 years as part of a downsizing to shed 2,600 jobs. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi says if her opposition party wins historic polls this weekend, she'll take what she calls a post above the president to circumvent a constitutional ban that blocks her from the presidency. Luke Bryan kissed the trophy when it was handed him in Nashville for winning second time as the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. He also said he was happy to see Chris Stapleton enjoy a big night with 3 wins. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen has stopped selling certain vehicles in the U.S. and Canada as its emissions cheating scandal continues to affect the company financially.
VW stock is down and now Moody's has downgraded the company's rating. Auto analyst Lauren Fick says if things get worse financially, they may have to sell off some divisions.
That would be like Lamborghini, Bentley.
Meanwhile, as the automaker assesses just how many vehicles have the emissions defeat devices, it's ordered a stop sale on even more diesel Audis, Porsches, and VWs.
They are on their own putting stop sales on these vehicles to show that they're doing this in good faith.
VW says it's working with the EPA to get its cars back on the road. Julie Walker, New York.
Screenwriter Melissa Matheson has died at 65 after a bout with cancer. She crafted the enchanting worlds of iconic family films like E.T. and The Black Stallion. She was married to Harrison Ford for more than 20 years. They divorced in 2004. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.